Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I bless and greet you in the wonderful name above all name, the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin this broadcast, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for this time that we have to gather together. And Lord, you know the heart, the needs of every listener. Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. And Father, as we come to you now in prayer, Lord, we ask for greater revelation and understanding in the knowledge of Jesus. Father, I do pray for those who have special needs in their lives that you will undertake, that you will provide. You are Jehovah Jireh, that you will meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, there's no limit. You are benevolent and magnificent and extravagant. God, you desire to bless your people. And so, Father, help us to walk in accordance with your word. Father, as we heed your word, as you told Joshua, if we would meditate day and night, then we would make our way prosperous and have good success. So, Father, we desire above all to bring glory to you, that we might walk in that abundant life that Jesus has promised us. Lord, speak to every heart. Help us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Take your word and apply it to our lives and give us joy as we continue on to run the race that you've called us to run in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've entitled this message, The Secret of Victory. And as I mentioned in my prayer, God does want us to have abundant life. He wants to meet all of our needs. And as we grow in the things of the Lord, and at least I found this true in my case, sometimes there's greater and greater simplicity as you really understand God and His ways. And so victory is really making God's word a part of our daily lives. He wants His people to have victory in all things. We can get excited and shout amen and thank God for that. He does. This is the victory that overcomes this world, even our faith. So God has provided everything that we need, all things that pertain to this natural life and godliness, our spiritual walk before Him. But the only way we can have victory is through the Word of God, not just heeding it, not just understanding it or reading it, but actually doing it. In other words, to be obedient to God's Word. And as we look around us and hear the cries of people, sometimes they're just agonizing appeals for help, for physical and spiritual deliverance, and that from God's people. And I'm just going to quote a minister who said, "In general, people who came for healing did not have adequate understanding of the relation between sin and sickness, nor did they have a true appreciation of the sinister character of evil that has root in the life of the natural man. To the uninstructed, it was a matter of getting delivered so they could go back into their own way of life again. But the truth is that there is but one way to effect a permanent cure of a person's ills, and that is to help the individual to an intelligent understanding of the Word of God, that his life might be brought into harmony with its teachings," end quote. And so, beloved, there are so many sick, so many suffering people, others whose lives have been filled with tragedy, heartbreak, and various misfortunes. many are facing problems and they're troubled from that which they seem to find no way to extricate themselves, to get out of the situation they found themselves in. And of course, we need to pray for one another and so fulfill the law of Christ. Isn't that true? But sometimes praying for these people is not the full answer to their needs. I mean, the subject of prayer is huge. There are so many aspects and so many facets of it, and it's an immense subject. But while prayer is a great force, the greatest force, if you will, of the universe, as far as what we have at our disposal, to be effective, for our prayer to be effective, it must be directed along scriptural lines in an intelligent way. When Jesus was here, he observed that the Pharisees prayed long prayers, but because the lives of these men were not in harmony with the will of God, their prayers were more or less futile. So what's the answer? Well, there's many answers to why prayer is not answered, and we're just going to look very briefly at one. Sometimes unanswered prayer teaches us to be patient, sometimes to grow in faith. Let patience have her perfect work, right? That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Sometimes there is the timing of the Lord. And that timing consists in not only getting things, in position in your life, but in the position of others and circumstances that you have no knowledge of. And so you can trust God hears you when you pray, and that he, just as Daniel, he begins work immediately, but it's not always in the time frame we want. But what we're going to be looking at in the Word of God today and perhaps tomorrow is the effect that disobedience to the Lord can bring. And Brother Glass used to say, he said, God always answers prayer. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's not now. But to look at the one aspect of unanswered prayer, and that is disobedience, we need to go to the book of Joshua. Remember now, in the very opening verses of the first chapter in Joshua, the Lord says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. The book of Joshua is divided into three parts, if you will. First of all, the first four verses is entering the land. The second, chapters 6 through 12, is conquering the land. And chapters 12 through 24 is possessing the land. And you know that pattern follows the same pattern that as Christians we experience in our lives. How does it begin? Well, we enter into a relationship with the Lord through salvation. Many people have entered into salvation, which comes by an act of faith in the finished work of Christ. Secondly, what's the next step? It's conquering the land. Then the question has to be asked, are we conquering? Our Christian experience in the times in which we're living is one that is beset with problems and difficulties. We are Christ, we definitely belong to him, but we're still living in this world, even though we're not of it. Satan is still the god of this world, so there are still enemies to subdue. Jesus has defeated him, and he's given us power over all power of the enemy, but we have to be submitted to God. We have to resist the enemy, and he will flee from before us, and that sort of the spirit that we use is the Word of God. We should be dead to self. But are we? Have we conquered our love for this world, its cares, its riches, which, remember the parable of the sower that Jesus gave? Having cares and riches are like thorns, which can choke the seed, the good seed of God's word, as soon as it springs up. And then finally, we have to possess the land. That is the ultimate victory. That was God's plan for the children of Israel. They would possess the land that was promised long ago, hundreds of years before, to their father Abraham. And when we possess, we can then give the instructions, if you will. The land becomes subservient to us. So the question is, Are you possessing your inheritance? All the promises of God are yea and amen. Is that true for you? Are you enjoying the fruit of the Spirit? Are you moving in the gifts of the Spirit? Do you know that peace of God that passes all understanding? Is yours a life of complete surrender to Him and of victory for Him? And if not, well, there's still land to be possessed. There's still your inheritance to lay hold of. Now remember in Joshua, the first chapter, in verses 6, 7, and 8, the Lord said, "Be strong," when that's true for us today, "and be of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written, that thou shalt make, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Praise God. And then in Joshua, the sixth chapter, verses 16 through 19. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to hold on that, and we will save that for tomorrow. We want to just hold on to these thoughts I've shared with you, that there is entering, there's conquering, and there is possessing. And if you find that you are not as successful as you desire to be, there's great support in agreeing prayer. There's power in agreeing prayer. So, as always, I bring this broadcast to a close, inviting you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give you our P.O. box, and I do answer by return mail. Or if you choose, for your convenience, you may email your prayer requests, and I will confirm receipt, I will pray. And if you would like a personal answer, however, I invite you to share your mailing address. Praise God. And so I thank you for joining me today. Know that I pray for you, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family, asking God for His richest blessings in your life. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.